You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Consumer inflation, it came down a little bit in the month of June. It slowed to 4.9%, which was a little higher than what most economists had expected. But here to tell us exactly how our prices are likely to act in the future and what we should expect from the Reserve Bank tomorrow when it concludes its three-day monetary policy meeting, I'm joined by Peter Worthington, who is an economist at APSA. Peter, thanks so much for your time. Peter, I'm told you're in Canada.
Yes, I am. I'm here visiting my family for a little bit.
All right. I hope that it is going well, given what we are seeing with the Delta variant and how it's just wreaking havoc still across the world.
Yeah. Well, listen, the heat wave here has abated, and I understand you have a cold front in South Africa, along with a third wave of a pandemic and then the riots and the unrest. So I think South Africa has a lot to deal with right now.
Yeah. Thanks for painting a bit of color there as to what Canada is looking like. With the most people having not traveled in the past 15 months, it's a breath of fresh air. But talking about the matters at hand today, being the consumer inflation numbers, how worried should we be about what is happening in the food inflation space? I see that lamb prices continue to go through the roof despite the slight cooling in CPI in June.
Right. The audio is a bit distorted at my end, but I think I understood your question. But at any rate, so food price inflation is sort of fairly elevated right now. A lot of that is a function of the fact that we have sort of pretty robust global food price inflation. We're buffered a little bit by the Rand having been, at least until very recently, quite steady. And we also have some sort of downside pressure, I suppose, on food prices coming from the fact that we're going to see kind of a pretty good crop harvest domestically in South Africa this season. Our view is that we probably have food price inflation sort of peaking out about now and then easing over the months to come. And that should serve as one of the factors which kind of pull headline CPI inflation down as well from the peak that we saw in May.
And what about oil prices? Because at one stage, I thought that after we had that OPEC deal last week and we saw oil prices come down, that we could perhaps be comforted at paying a little less at the pump in future. But now we've seen such a quick rebound in the oil price against a slightly weaker rand. What do you expect oil prices to do and their contribution to the entire CPI basket?
Right. Again, I'm not quite sure I heard the question very clearly, but at any rate, on oil, there has been a lot of upside. One of the things about oil, though, is it shows up very quickly in our CPI because of the way fuel prices are set in South Africa, really as a formula that the main drivers in which are the exchange rate and essentially global fuel prices. So it shows up almost immediately. And we've already had a fair bit of uplift come through in those fuel prices. So to the extent that we just see kind of oil track sideways or perhaps even decline a little bit from now, the sort of the immediate impetus to inflation is going to abate. And I think when we think about the inflation rate, which is a year-on-year calculation, what we've actually had in the inflation statistics is not just sort of relatively elevated oil prices now, but a very low base a year ago. And that's meant that the year-on-year rate of inflation for fuel prices has been extremely high. That's now going to come off. And so I think, yes, you know, it would be better for South Africa if oil prices were low, but I don't think we should be fearing that we're going to get sort of oil prices delivering a much higher rate of inflation in the future, unless you have the view that oil is going to go up to $100 a barrel or whatever, which is not kind of, I think, the consensus forecast amongst economists.
Because I think for most South Africans, the feeling is that, I mean, the standard of living is just getting higher and things are getting more and more expensive out there. But in terms of what the data is saying and what you're expecting consumer inflation to do in the medium term, what is that?
So, as I said, we were of the view that we've probably seen headline CPI inflation peak. We're going to get these sort of abatement of adverse base effects coming through on fuel prices. And food price inflation should ease as well. On the other hand, in the CPI release that we had out this morning, we have some confirmation that the sort of steady ratcheting down of housing cost inflation, that's actually kind of now bottomed out. And so we actually had housing inflation rise from 0.5% at the last survey to 1% in the survey that was published this morning, the CPI survey. Our view for CPI in general is that we're going to see it remain within the SARB's target range. Probably about 2 or 3 months ago, we would have said that it's going to track kind of in the lower part of the SARB's target range once it comes down from its May peak. Now I think it's looking more likely that we'll have it around the midpoint of the target range, and we don't really foresee a breach over the forecast horizon. In terms of how consumers perceive things, it's pretty much generally true that consumers always will say that inflation seems to them to be higher than what the actual measures, the surveys pick up. And I think that that could be because people sort of notice rapidly rising prices it more acutely than they notice those prices which are stable or even falling. And big price jumps, for example, in things like vehicles, they will really notice something like that in a very material fashion. Also food, which is something that people have to devote a large share of their budget to. People will notice big increases coming through in regular food price products. But yeah, listen, I mean, I think we've got sort of, we don't really have an inflation problem in South Africa, even though some of the risks to the inflation trajectory have lifted a little bit over the past few months.
The ones that have elevated, which ones are the ones that stand out the most?
Sure. So fuel prices. I mean, we've had this big increase come through in oil, which is showing up in our pump price for fuel. So that's kind of an upside risk to the trajectory relative to what we were expecting several months ago. I think we're also seeing a supply chain disruptions, perhaps, continuing that have led to shortages in certain intermediate input goods that have pushed up prices in some places. We've also got a bit of demand coming back, consumer spending, which has probably raised firms' pricing power a little bit. So those are all risks, I think, that will sort of maybe mean that we're not quite as low on inflation as we had expected.
Peter, just a quick one. I think the consensus is that the Reserve Bank is not expected to make a move on interest rates tomorrow. 3.5% is what most economists out there are expecting. Is this your view? And if it is, what do you expect the Reserve Bank to say, perhaps maybe in regards to the outlook for the economy?
Right. So we are also of the view that the Reserve Bank will leave rates unchanged at 3.5% tomorrow. And I expect, given kind of the potential dampening effect of the third wave of the pandemic and the lockdown restrictions, and then more recently, the weight that the riots and the unrest are going to place on our growth momentum, I would really expect a very firm hold from the SARB tomorrow. But the big question is, what do they do after that? Because the quarterly projection model is embedding rate hikes on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's only a guide for the MPC members. And they're going to have to actually make an assessment about whether now is the right time to begin soon would be the right time to start normalizing rates. At the moment, we still have an uncertain trajectory for the growth momentum going forward. And I think that what we're going to see amongst the MPC is some degree of caution about when to start the process of bringing rates, the repo rate, back to a more normal or neutral level. So we have a forecast, which is that rates are low for long. We forecast the first hike only in early 2022, but we'll be very interested to see what the committee members have to say about the current economic conditions when they publish their statement tomorrow.
All right, Peter, thanks so much for your time and sharing what we should be looking out for as well. That was Peter Worthington, an economist at DAPSA, speaking to us from Canada. So it was very nice to do a bit of traveling there.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.